Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.918 in the Valley, and the Pigs fly to a 7-4 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. Sam Mines with you here, and this is your happy recap for August the 30th, 2017. As the Pigs find a way to take Game 3 of this 4-game road series in Syracuse, 7-4. It was a great day in start number 2 for Henderson Alvarez, and we're going to check all of that out in the highlights coming your way. Pigs needed a win today. They got a win, which means if things hold the way they are in Rochester, the Pigs' playoffs hopes they're not dead yet. In fact, they're still very much alive. 2 games, all the Pigs have to do would have to be is 2 games better than the Red Wings because they own the tiebreaker. So Pigs in a good spot right now. They needed this win. They got it. And the fact that they play earlier than Rochester every night means that they're able to put the pressure on Rochester every night. Top of the first inning. Pigs trying to get off to a fast start in this one. Wouldn't happen. The first 2 would go down. Kingery would fly out and J.P. Crawford would ground out 4-3. And before we continue, actually, this is pretty awesome. Tonight was the 700th win in franchise history for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. So thank you to Eric Hall for passing that information along to me. That's pretty cool, isn't it? 700th win in the franchise history for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. So congratulations to them tonight on win number 700 overall, number 75 on the year. 700 wins in 10 seasons. Pretty good for the Iron Pigs. Well, Cam Perkins got a two-out single in the first inning, but Brock Stassi struck out looking. That ended the top of the first. Bottom of the first inning, Rafael Batista flew out. Andrew Stevenson got a one-out base hit, but Neftali Soto grounded out to Brock Stassi, and Clint Robinson popped up. Top of the second inning, Pigs got a leadoff base hit from an incredible night, an incredible performance from Angelo Mora. And that was the first of many hits that he would have in this game. But the Pigs would not be able to take advantage as Dylan Cousins struck out looking, Andrew Pullen flew out, and Logan Moore struck out swinging. Bottom of the second inning, Henderson Alvarez did what Henderson Alvarez does best. He got groundouts. Brandon Snyder, he got him to ground out to J.P. Crawford. Adrian Sanchez, he got him to ground out to Scott Kingery. And Spencer Keyboom back to Crawford. Crawford and Kingery playing third and short this evening. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Alvarez. Onto the top of the third inning when Alvarez would start the inning off at the plate. And what would he do? He would double, of course. Henderson Alvarez leading it off big with a double. And that brought Scott Kingery to the plate.
Alvarez leads. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and drilled out right center field towards the gap. That thing is a base hit. It gets down and rolls towards the gap. Cut off by the center fielder Stevenson. Alvarez is being sent from third. He's going to beat it easily. They threw all the way home. And now Kingery sees the ball get away from the catcher. Keyboom goes from first to second. So Kingery has an RBI single the other way on an 0-2 pitch. Goes to second on the throw to the plate. And the Pigs grab a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning.
Iron Pigs were desperate for big hits and big hits with runners in scoring position, and they got one from Scott Kingery. J.P. Crawford then tried to make it 2.
Crawford now bats. Pitch is swung on a ground ball, chopped up the middle. It is a base hit through to center field. Kingery's being sent around from third. Will score easily without a throw. And Crawford on the first pitch sends a chopper whence it came. It's a ribby single, and the Pigs go up 2-0.
Back-to-back big hits, and it was a 2-0 lead for the Piggies. After that, Cam Perkins would single, though Brock Stassi would pop up, and then Angelo Mora, who had a hit in the inning before, would step up to the plate.
Runners lead, pitch to plate, swung on a drill, base hit left field. Scoring easily from third is Crawford. Stopping at second is Perkins. Mora, who sat out 2 games, is now 2-for-2. Give him RBI 7, and the Pigs have made it a 3-run inning.
Pigs hang 3 runs on the Syracuse Chiefs in the top of the third inning. After the Mora base hit, Dylan Cousins bounced into a 6 unassisted 3 double play to end the third, but the damage was done for the Pigs. A big inning to take a quick 3-0 lead. Bottom of the third, despite a Michael Almanzar leadoff base hit and an A.J. Cole sack bunt to move him over, Alvarez got out of the inning by getting Rafael Bautista to ground out to J.P. Crawford and Andrew Stevenson to bounce one out to second base, where Angelo Mora would scoop it and fire to first. Top of the fourth inning was a 1-2-3 inning. Pullen and Moore both went down looking at strike three, and Henderson Alvarez flew out. On to the bottom of the fourth inning now. Neftali Soto led off the inning, grounding out to Scott Kingery. Clint Robinson looked at strike three. Brandon Snyder then came to the plate.
So now he'll kick and deliver 1-2, and it swung on and ripped in the air towards the right field line. A long run over, and there's a dive by Cousins. Does he hold on? No, it comes out of his glove. Runner's trying for second. Throw is strong. Got him! So Cousins didn't make the catch, nearly a star-worthy play, but he got right back up and fired a shot. He needed to be perfect, and perfect he was.
A great throw by Dylan Cousins to erase the base runner there. Snyder not even giving his team a chance by trying to go to second base, and the Pigs will take that. Cousins, who couldn't corral the ball, picked it up, fired it in, and got Snyder down. And for Alvarez, that certainly helped. It made his night easier and quicker as well. So it was a perfectly finished off play. You know, the old saying, all's well that ends well, it is there. It may have started off as a base hit, but it ended as an inning-ending 9-6 putout. Top of the fifth inning now. Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom five, after Adrian Sanchez flew out, Spencer Keyboom walked, and Michael Almanzar came to the plate.
Here's the 0-1. Swung on a ground ball. Fair. Third baseline. Past the lunge of Crawford all the way down towards the corner. Keyboom's to second. He's to third. They're going to send him around. The relay throw to the plate is just offline and a little bit late. And it's an RBI double by Almanzar, who brings home Keyboom, and it's a 3-1 game.
Bit of a lucky bounce on the single that ultimately brought in the run by Michael Almanzar. A lot of foul territory in Syracuse. Ball found some open space and allowed Keyboom to score from first. A.J. Cole then singled, and Rafael Bautista stepped to the plate.
And here's the pitch. Swung on a slow chopper. They're probably only going to get one. Crawford cuts it off from third and fires a shot over to the glove of Stassi. A run scores 3-2. Cole up to second, representing a tying run. And Bautista on the 5-3 ground out has RBI number one of his game and number 11 of his International League season.
That ground out by Rafael Bautista, which brought the run in, went down 5-3, but it made the score 3-2. Pigs lead cut to just one, but Henderson Alvarez was able to get out of the bottom of the fifth inning when he forced Andrew Stevenson to pop it up, and that ended the fifth inning. On to the top of the sixth. Top of the sixth, Brock Stassi led it off with a single. Angelo Mora then doubled. Dylan Cousins and Andrew Pullen struck out back-to-back, and then Logan Moore was intentionally walked. That loaded the bases. Moore intentionally walked so that they could bring up the pitcher. Henderson Alvarez was next up to the plate, and it was the turning point of the game.
First the pitch, swung on hammer, base hit, left field, Henderson Alvarez has come through, one runs home, they're sending home Moore while the plate, the throw is strong, safe, backdoor slide, he just speared it, and they walk Logan Moore intentionally to get to the pitcher, Henderson Alvarez, who's got his second hit, his first two RBIs, and the Pigs get those runs right back.
Henderson Alvarez did not like getting disrespected by having Logan Moore walked in front of him. So instead he came through with his second hit of the game, a big two RBI base hit. And that gave the Pigs a 5-2 lead. After the base hit by Alvarez, though, Scott Kingery struck out swinging, and that ended the top of the sixth, but the Pigs had gotten those runs back. Bottom of the sixth inning, Neftali Soto led it off with a double. Clint Robinson flew out, and Brandon Snyder struck out. Now on the flyout, Neftali Soto tagged up to third base. And then with Adrian Sanchez at the plate, this happened.
And we'll go 2-2. And a balk has just been called.
On the balk, that brought Soto home to score. That made the score 5-3. But Alvarez got Adrian Sanchez to strike out swinging to end the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the seventh, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh, the Chiefs went down 1-2-3. Top of the eighth inning started with Angelo Mora reaching once again, this time not on a hit, however. It was on an E1, and Eni Romero throwing error put Mora on second base. Dylan Cousins struck out swinging, and Andrew Pullen was next to the plate.
Now the pitcher is swung on, driven in the air, right center field deep. A long run back for the right fielder Bautista. That ball is over his head. It's off the wall and in for extra bases. Rounding third and scoring is Mora. Mr. Double has done it again. It's an RBI two-sacker to right center by Pullen, and it's a 6-3 Pigs lead.
A big hit from Andrew Pullen to bring in the run. Even though it was unearned, the Pigs will certainly take it. Logan Moore struck out swinging, and then Carlos Tochi pinch hitting for Henderson Alvarez in what had been a lucky spot in the lineup, spot number 9.
Tochi comes through. Here is Stevenson up with the ball, but the runner is going to score easily without a throw. The throw just lollipopped into the cutoff man. Carlos Tochi gets the pinch hit RBI single, and the Pigs go up by a score of 7-3.
Carlos Tochi coming through with what might have been a pretty contested pinch hit spot there. Alvarez, of course, had been having himself a nice day at the plate. A couple of hits, including the two RBI single in the sixth. But Dusty Wathan knows what he's doing. He put Carlos Tochi in the top of the eighth inning. And Tochi came through with the big RBI base hit. And that made it 7-3 Pigs. Scott Kingery singled after that, but J.P. Crawford stared at strike three to end the top of the eighth inning. And the Pigs had extended their lead to 7-3. In the bottom of the eighth inning, after the first two went down, Bautista grounding out to J.P. Crawford, and Andrew Stevenson grounding one out to Brock Stassi, Neftali Soto came to the plate.
Pitcher is swung on, driven high in the air, center field deep. Back goes Perkins at the track, at the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. So Soto out to the deepest part of the ballpark has his third home run of the series and his 13th in AAA this season. And we've got a 7-4 game.
Soto with the two-out home run made it 7-4, but Clint Robinson grounded out to Brock Stassi, and that ended the bottom of the eighth. Top of the ninth, Pigs got a couple base hits. After Cam Perkins struck out swinging to lead off the inning, Stassi and Mora back-to-back. The hit meant it was Mora's fourth hit of the game. But Dylan Cousins struck out looking at strike three. And Erlis Rodriguez, who was filling in the spot previously occupied by Andrew Pullen, now out due to the double switch, struck out swinging, and that ended the top of the ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth, Pedro Beato came into the game for the Pigs. The International League leader in saves made quick work of the Chiefs. Brandon Snyder popped up. Adrian Sanchez grounded out to Brock Stassi, and that brought Spencer Keyboom to the plate.
Now the pitch here swung on, popped up shallow right. A long run in for Cousins, still running, will get there in foul territory and make the catch. Ball game over. Los Cerdos vuelan. Pedro Beato picks up save number 30, and the Pigs get a much-needed win to snap a three-game skid and put the pressure on the Red Wings.
Pigs fly to a 7-4 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs. Pigs needed it. They got it. Win number 75 on the year. Win number 700 in the franchise for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. For the Piggies, 7 runs, 15 hits, no errors. Syracuse, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Pigs were 6-16 with runners in scoring position. They left 9 on base. Syracuse, 1-8. They left 3 on base. Alvarez, what a performance for him. 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. He got the win and 2 hits, including a 2 RBI single in the 6th inning. For Syracuse, A.J. Cole took the loss 4-5, 6 2/3, 10 hits, 5 runs, all earned, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. Eni Romero went an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 strikeouts. Neil Ramirez, 1 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts. On the Pig side of relief, Cesar Ramos an inning, a hit, a run, and Pedro Beato, save number 30, One inning. No numbers across his line. Pigs still continuing to strike out a bunch, 15 tonight, but they'll take it as long as it means a victory. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of 4,710 at NBT Bank Stadium. Once again, your final score this evening, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 7 and the Syracuse Chiefs 4.